Backstreet Boys, Edson in Mirror.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 26, Johannesburg 23, Emalahleni 24, Tzaneen 28 degrees. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyago has issued a warning about the potential impact of losing access to the United States African Growth and Opportunity Act on South African exports. He made the remarks during the announcements of the latest repo rate decision.
The most severe scenario we considered added a sentiment shock with a weaker rand, higher domestic inflation, and therefore a tighter policy stance. In this case, growth would be lower by 0.7 percentage points with the exchange rate depreciation offsetting some of the tariff effects on export.
The MPC has kept the repo rate steady at 7.5%. The Reserve Bank's decision to keep the repo rate unchanged has, however, caught some by surprise, especially with VAT hikes looming in 2025 and 2026. Here's Standard Bank economist Alna Moorman.
The bank is very concerned about the risks to the inflation forecast, particularly coming from the global economy, and that impelled this pause today. This is a disappointment for consumers who were hoping for another interest rate cut, although it is still plausible that the Reserve Bank could cut interest rates again later this year.
Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya has confirmed that the government is engaging with the city of Johannesburg over the proposed renaming of Sandton Drive to Palestinian politician Leila Khalid due to diplomatic sensitivities. This comes as the US has expressed concerns about the name change.
I mean, of course, the president is concerned about the current state of relations with the United States. And the president is on record saying he will lead the intensification of engagements between ourselves and the various levels of the Trump administration to iron out whatever issues that they are.
In other big news today, four people were shot and killed and three others wounded when a group of armed men started shooting at a taxi rank in the Johannesburg CBD. One of those who were wounded is a university student who was waiting for a bus. A similar incident occurred at another taxi rank in the area yesterday, leaving three people dead. City Power says it will be laying criminal charges against a senior manager from its planning department for tampering with essential infrastructure. The employee is alleged to have tampered with an electricity meter in a rental property in the Hurst Hill area. Here's the utility spokesperson Isaac Mangena.
Our revenue protection unit paid a routine visit to the employee after our records highlighted a troubling pattern of electricity purchases since 2014, with instances where electricity was not purchased for months and also payments recorded were sporadic, ranging from about 500 rands a month to a few thousands. And alarmingly, this month no electricity was purchased at all.
And finally, according to the World Happiness Report, Finland is at the top for the eighth year in a row. Denmark is second, followed by Iceland, Sweden and the Netherlands. South Africa is 95th on the list. That's it from the news desk for today. From me, Chanel September, and the rest of the team, good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready
on Jacaranda FM.